So it's time for me to listen to Lynn, who's calling us today. Thank you very much, Lynn, and thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wright. So I was just listening to your commercial on Suntel. Maybe it can help me, but so I have something I can't pronounce. I don't know why they make these complicated names for things you have, but it's cerebellar like keratosis, SK, on the skin.
There's one called actinic keratosis. It's not that?
No, they said it's the SK one. And I just recently had two removed from my face that they said were precancerous, but it's okay now,
ma'am.
Because I got it early enough. And then one on my neck that was benign, but I have so many over my body. And I was, what they say, that I have to live with it. There's nothing you can do once you get it.
Well,
so
here comes.
I ask you anyway.
Here comes my
Italian.
Oh, you go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me?
You go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, so they all, the dermatologists all say there's nothing you can do, but I always want to ask a doctor like yourself that go with natural medicine, because I feel if you say there's nothing that can be done, then I would probably believe it more. But I always feel like my body, maybe it's out of sync. Like I'm not giving it something it needs, and so this occurs on the skin. So what, I'm calling to get your advice.
Okay, ma'am. To start with, precancerous keratoses are sometimes called what you called them, but they're sometimes called actinic keratosis. That's just another word for them in Greek or Latin. And by the way, ma'am, do you know why doctors use and lawyers use so much Greek and Latin?
So we don't know what they're talking about?
There you go, and they can charge us more. It's just like our automobile mechanic. When I try to get the transmission fixed, I can't understand a word that mechanic says. So he can charge me more too, can't he? Uh-huh. That's business for you. Okay, well, precancerous keratosis, there are definitely, and I did yell definitely, other things that can be done besides surgeries. Now, the remedy for that was well-researched and proven, I do mean proven, by a brilliant PhD named Bill. He likes to go by Bill instead of William. Cham, C-H-A-M. And you just go straight to his website, ma'am, and you can read all about it. His website is curaderm.net, not .com, and .net, not .com, and you put all the little W's in front of it, of course. Now, what Dr. Cham discovered, and I'm not kidding you at all, ma'am, this was back in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and why does nobody want to tell you about it? Because it would put the dermatologist in a big business pickle, because it's something that, it's a skin cream. And it only kills cancer cells. That is the very key. It does not mess with normal cells. So I've had people show me what was going on. Here, I got this, I'm told it's a squamous cell cancer. I'm told it's an actinic keratosis. I'm told it's whatever cancer. I just got some of that Curaderm. It's called Curaderm. And I did just like it says in the book. And the book is called The Eggplant Cancer Cure, ma'am. You can buy the book, not the product. I'll tell you about the product. But you can buy the book in the Toma Dispensary. So look up Toma Dispensary or call them at their phone number that I give with commercials. And ask about the Eggplant Cancer Cure. That's the better one to read for those who aren't scientists. There's another one called Inspired by Nature, Proven by Science. You got to read scientists there. But I get the Eggplant Cancer Cure. What it explains is that this stuff uniquely only gets into cancer cells, and once it does, it kills them. But all the surrounding skin that's normal, it doesn't bother it one bit. The surrounding skin ignores it. And it's called Curaderm, Curaderm, which is to be found at curaderm.net. Oh, funny thing, when it was brought into our country by Lane Laboratories, and they were selling it and people were getting their skin cancers cured, somebody complained to FDA, and FDA, ooh, they got them. They fined them $2 million because the spirit of King George III, who tells the public servants there that they have to approve everything, does not like anybody who uses stuff without approval. Now, the Australasian Society of Dermatologists did the same thing to Dr. Cham. After 70,000 people in Australia had cured their own skin cancers with this Curaderm stuff, Why, they complained to the Australian version of the FDA and said this should only be available on prescription. And funny thing, the Australian version of the FDA put on prescription and all dermatologists refused to prescribe it, even though the science is known, ma'am, and you can read about exactly how it works by getting that eggplant cancer cure book to start with. And anything that is precancerous or cancerous that can be touched by this stuff, which means you can't go to get a liver cancer with it presently, but skin cancer, you can get right at it, and a little bit of it goes on a Band-Aid, goes over the spot, and that's changed as often as it seems to get leaky or otherwise every 12 hours. And you just keep doing that, and the skin cancer goes. And I am not at all kidding. I've seen it go. People have come in to show me that it's gone. You'll see pictures in the Eggplant Cancer Cure book. And our dermatologists here, they're nice people, but they steadfastly ignore anything that competes with surgeries.
Well, bless your heart. I knew you'd have an answer. Thank you. So I'm going to look that up and get that and the book. And should I get the Sunplay or what you were talking about?
The Suntal, it's called. Yes, because it will protect your
Suntal.
Yeah, it'll protect your skin and it will give you less chance of getting a cancer. But remember, if there's an existing precancerous thing there, it will not help. And the Curaderm, because Lane Laboratories got whanged so bad, everybody else is very nervous about trying to sell it within these United States, our free country. But anyway, you can get it shipped in from where the Curaderm people are located, which is outside the United States. And it is still legal for a person to import it for themselves.
Oh, thank you, doctor. I'm going to work on that right now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for allowing us both to get the word out to folks about this. That's what the radio program's supposed to do also, ma'am. Yes, thank you.